Okay, I'm ready to start this.
I'm ready to start the episode. I think we're I was ready first.
I've bought us all drinks.
Yeah,
everyone and then wants to show off their drinks. I've bought them. I bought Harriet a Ribena strawberry. I bought Elliot a Rubicon mango.
No, you didn't buy it for Elliot. You said he could pick which
one. He could
one,
pick between the
and
two.
And then he picked the mango Rubicon, and then you looked sad.
I've got peanut punch. I went into the shop and I said, I'm interested to see what this one is. And they said nothing. And then the guy at the till was training another guy at the till. And he ignored what I said about the peanut punch and just said, it's his first day.
Did he look like he was handling it a little bit overwhelmed?
He was handling it well, but the guy training him was just like not having any of my shit, being like, listen, I'm trying to concentrate on this guy's
first day.
Can
you stop talking about your fucking peanut punch? We're trying to he's got his first day.
What is this? But it's just a flavoured milk
but
drink.
But you're so stupid because you bought it, and then you offered it to Elliot, and then he picked the mango Rubicon, and then you're sad about it. So.
I wasn't. I was just joking. I was just having a laugh, as I want to do. As a,
go on then, try it. Source of protein, because you're working out. That's
what
you wanted
doing.
It. Yeah.
Keep talking.
Nice that you got something I'm allergic to.
Yeah.
Drink next to me. Nice that.
As if there's any peanut in this.
Is that how you open a straw on a thing?
What do you mean? How are you doing it?
You take it off. You don't just pull it down.
Well, it just comes
what?
Out. Then you haven't got an extra bit of rubbish to deal with.
Sunil.
Shake well before you.
That's the most pathetic shake I've ever seen.
That's incredible.
Oh, it's nice.
That's like a milky crushed Snickers.
Oh.
You wouldn't understand.
This is so mean. You're just telling me how nice it is. Big gulp there.
I can heartily recommend Miracle Peanut Punch flavoured milk drink.
I want to see what's
don't
in it.
Don't touch it, you might die.
No, I want to see what's in it.
Yeah, I'm reading it out to
I
you.
I want to read it.
No, because you'll
myself,
touch some peanut and
myself.
Die. Please, madam. Water is the biggest ingredient. Next
water.
Up, 10% peanut butter. Skimmed milk powder, sugar, stabilizer, dextrose, sodium citrate, guar gum, mono and diglycerides, caramel color, sodium bicarbonate, disodium phosphate, vanilla flavoring,
okay,
salt.
Yeah, okay. Is it actually nice?
Distributed in Jamaica.
Is it actually nice?
Yeah.
Would you rather have that or a chocolate milkshake?
This for the change.
No,
it's like a peanut butter milkshake.
I wouldn't know what that tastes like.
Yeah, I know. But then the thing is, with your diet, like some things that I would think of as incredibly bland are probably like the best thing ever to you.
Yeah, it's true.
Because your sense of taste is probably...
There's less to choose from, it's
less
more bland,
to choose from.
Yeah.
What's the most tasty thing you eat?
Options hot chocolate.
That's... Hot water with a hint of chocolate.
No. No.
It's like a meal as well. What?
It's gone off.
No,
it's gone off. It went off. It said 21st of May 2021. You need to go back and complain to that guy that's being trained.
It's very much gone off. It's best before. But it was
yeah,
right
best
in the front.
Before.
There's
months
nobody,
ago.
There's
it's
nobody...
August. June, July, August. That's 3 months. Sunil, you got from drinking it.
It's delicious.
No, stop. It's curdled milk.
It's UHT, it doesn't curdle.
Well, what happens when peanuts go bad?
Nothing.
Sunil, I don't know. I think you've got to stop.
I've had some off milk.
Does your tummy feel okay?
Yeah, great.
Stop drinking it, Sunil. Stop it.
I do not recommend Miracle Peanut Punch if it's gone
it's
off.
It's the shop's fault.
When did that go
you
off?
Need to take it down. Are As you if... going to complain? Mine's fine. Elliot, how's yours?
Mine's June next year. We're fine.
You need to go down there and you need to give them a piece of your mind.
All right, I'll do that when you're gone.
What are you going to say?
I think my Miracle Peanut Punch has gone off.
No, you need to be stronger.
I can't
you know
go
it's
in
gone
with
off.
A juice
it says
box ago. My juice box went off.
Can I have 10
Can
more?
I want another juice box.
Oh no, what a roller coaster that was.
It does taste nice though.
Yeah.
No, they're good lads because they take our parcels when we're.
Probably quite yoghurty because of the.
No, it's not curdled,
yeah,
it's UHT.
It's gone curdled, yeah. They take your parcels, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I've got something that will make you feel better.
Thank you, here's my present, finally.
It's your moving in gift.
Beautifully wrapped. Beautifully wrapped in its original packaging, thank you. Opened as well, superb.
Yep.
Why aren't you wearing the hat I bought you?
Okay, we'll talk about that after the mug. because I thought you needed your own mug in your place. It's a big mug as well, so you can have a big, nice drink.
It really does bring a smile to the face, the old cat sushi.
It's cat sushi, so it's a cat, and then it's got fish on top. That's my favourite one because it's poking out the middle of the sushi.
Okay, that's an avocado, that's a roll.
Yeah, that's a mackie.
There's a sort of cod roe on a black cat there. Yeah, lovely, thank you.
So you've got your own mug, and it's quite big, so you can have a nice big drink.
I can imagine myself drinking out of this mug.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Which is your favourite cat?
this one here, the ginger one with prawn on his back.
He looks angry, yeah, he looks angry about the prawn on his back.
They all look fairly grumpy about being part of the sushi.
Yes,
they
look quite unhappy, yes, apart from the one poking at the mackie.
No, actually the black one with cod roe on the back of it.
You look scared.
Yeah.
The one of them's dead, the white one's dead.
What made you...
I just saw it and I thought, Sunil.
Where did you see it?
Online, I just saw it and I thought, Sunil. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just thought it's the perfect gift. It's quite heavy, isn't it? It's
sent from Germany.
Yes. Yeah, only the best.
It sent, what, £20, was it?
Only the best.
$19.99.
No, don't look at that. That's
the customs decoration that you left on there. That's a private customs decoration.
What does that mean? Yeah. Everyone's going to know my secrets.
Right, what have you done with the hat I bought you, please?
Okay. Something bad has happened.
I'm not buying you another one.
Okay, so you know when we did the preview together? We did a preview together at Top Secret Comedy Club, which didn't go great.
Wasn't the best one.
wasn't the best. Anyway, when I came off stage, you just abandoned all my stuff that was in the green room.
Yeah.
And then all my stuff were gone.
Oh.
All my things were gone.
What?
Yeah, all my things were gone. So then
what,
I
went... What, the comedian's green room?
Yeah, which is just a curtain.
Okay, fine, yeah.
And so then I was like, I don't know what my things are. And then I saw my raincoat on a woman's pram.
What? Oh, that woman took them.
So I went up and I was like, hey, that's my coat. And then she said something and she was like, no, it's a baby's coat. And then I went back. and then I looked in the room and I was like, all my stuff is gone, and that really did look like my coat. And
this
I went back.
This woman that used to work there that was popping in for a visit.
Yeah, then I went back and then I was like, no, this is my coat. And then I looked underneath and my bag was underneath and I was like, and that's my bag. But then it wasn't clear if the bag had got caught underneath, but she'd travelled a very long way with it if it had got caught. Like, she was all the way over in the corner by the bar.
So she just took all your stuff?
Yeah. Or I don't know what happened, but all my things were in her pram.
Right.
And I don't have my cap. And I went and asked Dom and he said he'd let me know. He was like, oh yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio cap. And I said, yeah, and then it's gone. I only had it for a couple of weeks.
Well, you have to buy your own now. I'll send you the website.
My mum said it was lovely. She said, oh, Snell is good.
You chose it.
Thank you. Thank you. But now I don't have a cat.
Well, you'd better buy another one.
And it's hard because my eyes hurt in the bright sun.
God, just buy another cat.
But could you let them know and see if what they'll do about it? Will you let them know the cat people?
Yeah, I'm fine. They already enjoyed the bit where the Instagram story where I said you had a massive head.
Okay, well, say something bad has happened.
No, because you lost the cap. They can't just hand.
How can I lose something if it's stolen by a baby?
What's that weird? You're like, oh,
please.
Like, you're attempting to cry, but you can't. You know you're.
No, I will.
I'll tell you what. I'll sort it out if you give me 40 quid. I think they're worth 20 quid, but I'll get 2 just in case.
Yeah, can you get me 2?
Yeah, give me one.
Okay, deal. You get them, I'll give
you
No.
It's not cash on delivery.
Yeah, cash on delivery, proof of purchase.
I mean, it's a real shame, but it does go to show that you can't be trusted with nice things.
I can be trusted with nice things, and I always get a Bobby because he always loses caps, and I just really thought I'd be okay this time, but it's not my fault there was a baby on the hunt.
Caps are very easy things to lose, that's why I take great care of mine.
Where's yours right now?
Which one?
What does that mean?
Stop drinking it.
Yeah, stop drinking it. Oh my god, you're gonna get a really bad tummy. Do you have a show tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Snail. Professional. Where's your show?
Angel somewhere.
Why does it seem like you're lying?
Because it's not at Angel Comedy, but it's in Angel. So I don't want you to get confused.
Maybe we'll travel together. I don't know if I have time to go home.
You going to Angel?
Walthamstow.
Yeah, we can travel together if you want.
Well,
we can get the chip. Oh, anyway.
Maybe
what was the question? Where are my hats?
Yes.
There's 2 over there.
Yeah, no, no, no. I knew they were. It was a test for you.
After I bought you the cat, though, I was like, I want a new cat. So I bought two cats.
Did you get a Leonardo DiCaprio one?
No, I didn't want to get the same one as you.
I was a bit, because I really liked the DiCaprio one. I thought it was really cool, and like, because it was like, oh, it could be DiCaprio under there. Like, I thought nice. That was like the joke. Like, I love DiCaprio, like that kind of it. And then when Red saw it, he said, oh, yeah, because it says cap.
Yeah.
And then I was really embarrassed that it was a pun on my head. So I didn't want it.
Harriet DiCaprio.
I didn't even think that it was about the cap. Did you know that when you got it for me?
No, I don't really know what it was about, but I saw a selection of caps in a photo and I was like, I'll let Harriet pick one of these and I'll get that. So she shuts up finally about not having a cap.
Well, it lasted 2 weeks.
And it lasted 2 weeks. But it did fit. So we found out that the problem isn't that your head is that big.
Yes.
It's just that you won't use the fastener on the back of the cap to fit your head.
I can't use it because I need to make it big.
That's right, and you can do that, but you refuse to.
No, because some of them, the biggest it doesn't fit. That had a very wide back at the end, I think. Anyway, isn't it sad?
That had a very wide back at the end. Well, that is a shame, but you can replace it. You can just buy another one.
It will be the same.
It'll be the exact same cap. Well, not the exact, not atomically the same.
Yeah, but I'll always be afraid it'll be stolen again after what happened to my first cap.
All right, let's talk about how I bought some weights the other week.
Where are they?
Couldn't get them off the stairs.
Are they at the bottom of the stairs?
Yeah.
I'll carry them up.
Well, because I went to Argos. I was in Bath, and I thought, oh, yeah, I'll go up to the Argos. I'll down. Drove up there thinking this is a new Argos, I've not been there before, it'd be interesting.
New Bath Argos. They're not opening many new stores, so it's unusual.
Within a Sainsbury's.
Oh, quite a lot of them in Sainsbury's and Habitat in Sainsbury's as well.
Yeah, it's a very new Sainsbury's to me as well, because that whole patch of land was just grass when I grew up.
Wow, did you have a little browse round? Did you get anything?
They'd run out of San Pellegrino, so I didn't get any of that. But then I got, and then she wheeled out the weights on a trolley, and I was like, come on, I can carry that. She was like, are you sure? And I was like, come on, it's only 20 kilos. It's 20 kilos that I picked 20 up.
20 kilos?
Yeah, then I picked it up and I was like, oh, you're fucked up here. And I had to waddle out to my car, panting, got it in the car, left it in the back seat until I drove back to London.
Probably cost a lot in petrol that it did, having to transport a fifth of a large man
in the back. Got it back, could get it downstairs, but I haven't brought it up yet. I should have put it on my dream and vision board to get Red to bring it up.
Well, you did. Your mattress is still on the still here, but Elliot's going to help. Elliot's insulted how you keep not letting him take it.
No, thank you. It's just because Red the other day was here, drunk.
Wow.
And he brought my mattress upstairs from downstairs, but he did it in one go because he was so drunk he had superhuman strength.
Red isn't very good at getting to do grunt work. We always try and make Red do things for us around the house.
Get him when he's drunk.
Okay, it's a good tip.
So I bought some more. That's the second time now I've bought weights that are too heavy for me to carry. The first time was when I bought a 20 kilo kettlebell. The postman handed it to me and I dropped it on my feet. It just fell through my hands like wet paper.
Your hands couldn't even acknowledge the weight.
It was just going to flap open at this.
They get really annoyed. I've ordered quite a lot of weights online. Have you? And they get really annoyed and they're like, what the fuck is in this? And you're like, just presents. And
well, your weights are quite, aren't that heavy?
Yes. 5 kilograms. Do you think that's heavy?
No.
Okay. Well, I have 2 of them, so that's 10.
Yeah, because your, I don't know if we talked about it on one of the episodes, but your weights, I was like, what kind of child baby uses these weights? And then I was at the trainer and I went down to those weights.
What did you use?
He started me off at 2.5 kilos and we went down
to my lowest one is 3. Yeah. So
we were just practicing form. That's what it was. It wasn't about the actual
weight. How is it going with the trainer?
Yeah, it's interesting. We did a bit of yoga yesterday. That was probably the toughest. Like a little bit.
You need to stretch a bit. I think you're very tight.
Well, I just found out yesterday I've been walking wrong my whole life.
Yes.
What?
I didn't want to tell you, but you have to use your arms.
No, it's nothing to do with the arms.
You have to move your arms. You're too still at the top.
I walk on my toes rather than using my entire foot.
I walk on my toes as well.
No, you don't.
Yeah, tiptoes.
You walk like a lady.
Thank you so much. You were going to say something insulting and then you saved it at the last minute.
You walk like... You walk like... How do you walk? You walk like that. You walk with your head in
you
the
walk
air.
Like this.
No, I
and
use
then you
my
just
arms,
move
actually.
Forward and your legs move and then you just if someone comes up to you you go
Yeah, I have good posture, you mean?
And then you just move. No, because your shoulders are like this.
That's good posture.
That's not good.
Well,
that's
anyway, bad. We're working. I had a new trainer for like one session, and he said to me, I'll be giving the lowdown on all, or, you know, weak shoulders, weak back, weak knees. Hello, is that what we know?
What's strong?
My core is actually very strong.
No. Why are you sat like that if you have a strong core? We've been through this before. You're like a slug. There's nothing holding you up. That hurts. You're not going to be able to, talk actually. And do
I
that.
I can do this for the whole episode.
Yeah, do it then. Do it then. Keep going.
Well,
I'm just
enjoying my podcast episode.
Great. It feels like you can't breathe.
I can breathe.
Yeah. yeah, but it's not coming from deep. It's just, it's very surface breath. Wow. You showed me. Stop drinking it!
It's fine. It's fine to drink.
It's not fine to drink. It's 3 months old. Snilla. Elliot, you're a classic idiot. And there's lumps in it. I can see lumps.
Wait, how can you see lumps?
I can see lumps coming through the straw. There's no lumps in it. Lumpy bits.
It's UHT milk.
Lumpy bits through the straw.
UHT doesn't. UHT doesn't go off. It's because of over nuclear war.
Why does it say best before?
It's best before. It's not used by. There's two different things. It's best before and used by. Used by is obviously chuck it out after this day.
I hate things that
best before. It's like,
it's
it will taste better
me.
Before
it's
this
not
day.
For me, Sunil, at all. Anyway, what have you been doing? Just fill me in before we go.
I bought some weights.
We're about to go stay in a hotel together. Are you excited about
it? I bought some weights. We did a terrible preview. We did a show together where a good friend of the podcast, Richard Todd, turned up.
Oh, yeah.
And then left me a pinch of tobacco and left. That was fun.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was an interesting gig, because you headlined.
Why did that make it interesting?
Because it's been so long since we gigged together, and we'd always do new material.
Mm.
And the only time we used to gig together regularly, we were all just doing open mics. So it's nice to see you headline and do really well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's all right.
I didn't think it was going there.
No, yeah, you did great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you actually, like, there were points when it did look like you wanted to be there. And that was really refreshing to see. I had never seen that on stage before.
Well, I dread emceeing because I don't feel like... I always look at really good MCs and think, this is fucking great, I can't do this. But you just have to do it in your own way, don't you?
Yeah, and you're good. You started a fight amongst the crowd. That was
I started a fight
that
amongst
was good.
The crowd. It's good
you
to
just
start
made
fights.
It your own, you know what I mean? Like, you just boiled some tension.
Your mark
and,
on
yeah.
It.
Between an Amazon guy and someone that hated Amazon.
Worked for Deliveroo.
But yeah, he opened an Itsu in Brixton, but he said it wasn't in his remit.
But then I don't understand, like, why, like, MCing is obviously a skill, but like creating moments like that isn't, it just happens because the right people are in the room, so I didn't really do anything.
Yes, you did, you created it. Like that. Could
I just
have been,
asked what you did.
You had to bring it out though, you know, you had to, it was like you were like a hostess and you were like, what do you do? And have you met Trevor? Trevor has been to France.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then someone goes, oh, I've been to France too. And then Trevor goes, oh, have you ever tried clams? And then the hostess says, oh, Sandra
have
loves clams.
Have you ever
emceed? Like, no, I'm talking about a party. If you have a party and you've got
yeah,
to try and make,
as an
it,
MC,
make the
you
conversation
you
flow.
You shouldn't let the audience speak to each other while you just sit back.
You
you're
just put your spin
point.
And then you just disappear and you just let it. Yeah. I know those parties, Bill. But no, you did very well. And then we went to
Macca's.
We went to McDonald's. That was quite stressful because the Uber driver kept going in the wrong direction. We just watched him go around and then it was getting further and further away.
He actually went
it
further
was,
from us after you booked
it. Really
you
confusing.
Booked it and he said yes and then drove off.
He literally drove the opposite direction and we just watched him drive away. Yeah, it was very strange. But then we went to McDonald's so it all worked out. But then the driver was not happy that we brought the McDonald's in the car.
He didn't say a thing.
He did not say a single thing, no.
Anyway.
I had to walk home from I went to I talked about it earlier with Alexa for dinner in Brixton Hill. And I had to walk home to near Herne Hill where I live, and I got lost and I had to order an Uber.
And
I didn't even make it to the park.
You didn't bother looking at the map?
I did use the map, and I kept going down dead ends. And after 25 minutes, I was like, I'm not even at the park. This is madness.
I'm still in Brixton. What you need is my new app, Maps. And what it is, it's you open it up and it's got a map of all the people near you who've got a map and know how to use
okay.
it.
Okay, this... Yeah.
So you can go and ask that person.
I didn't want to ask
somebody. And then you go
somebody.
To the person and then you go, how do I get home? And they'll tell you.
Why don't I just carry a map?
Because you obviously can't use it. It's built for people like you.
Yeah, I would like someone else to tell me what to do, actually.
Exactly. Please invest in apps.
No, I'm not. My dad likes the one that has three words. You're like, butterhackgrass. And then you're like, I know where that spot is in the whole world.
Exactly, like the 3 meter square, isn't it? Yeah. So we did it for here, but there's like five.
Oh, really?
What there's like one for here, one for here, one for there, one for there.
Oh, really?
Two for outside, yeah.
Wow.
Obviously,
what are your words?
I can't remember.
No, I was trying to set you up so that people could come and find you. The exact 3 meters where you were. I never looked at where what mine is.
I'm gonna look it up.
You don't know where I am.
No, I'm gonna look up your three words and then
No, don't look at my three words. I need privacy.
Have I had more stalkers than you?
How many stalkers have you got?
Two.
Who are your stalkers?
Ages ago, they don't stalk me. One else stalks me.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're right for stalkers because you don't care, it makes people want to stalk more. Stop looking.
All right.
We've got to close the podcast.
See
now.
You at Pretty Needed Chill soon.
What does that mean?
Three words.
Is that where I live?
No, that's the Magdalen Bridge in Oxford.
Oh. That seemed like a message you were giving to somebody.
No, but that's
like
what came up on my three words. See you on the middle of the bridge for a sexy time.
Ooh!
Ooh.
Who wants you to do that?
No one, it just comes up with that, don't
they? Who asked you to?
No one, I'm just saying. I just made it up.
You go there now, there's someone trying to get hold of you.
No, they're not, I just opened the website. Still, go. It's where it starts, because that's where it obviously started the app. That's what
someone in Oxford, yeah. Using their brain. Anyway, stop drinking it!
No.
Oh my god. There's nothing we can do.
I'm really looking forward to you building your studio.
I'm really looking forward to you, your diarrhea you're going to get from your peanut buds. Yeah, I'm going to build a studio. But I need your help getting the sofa down. The whole reason we did this episode here was so that Red would help you with the fucking mattress you didn't even get him to. I was the one that asked him to help. I could be at home now having a nap.
Can you help me with a mattress?
Yeah.
Really?
It's really rude not to ask Elliot then, right there. No. Can you please ask Elliot? It's so rude.
Well, it's become a thing now where
we're
can't
gonna
ask Elliot.
Now. We're going to leave. Why can't Helen help you with it?
She can.
Oh, for God's sake.
It was just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to come to yours.
I had to carry all the mics, all the stuff.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
Well,
but you got a lift.
I did get a lift.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Thank you, everybody, for supporting us on Patreon. We're having a lovely time. Tell your friends if you think they'd like it.
If you know anyone that works for Miracle Peanut Punch, let us know.
Yeah, do let us know.
Get them to send me some more
and
Miracle
Just let us know what happens if you drink it after 3 months.
It's UHT. I would actually say it ages like a fine wine.
If you work for a cap company, I'd love a cap.
Don't send her caps. She's
please,
just going to lose
send
them.
Me a
I
cap.
Paid for
I won't
one. She
lose it. A baby
it.
Stole it, Snell. What am I meant to do when a baby steals a cap?
The baby's mother stole it.
The baby stole it. The baby was like, I love a punk cap. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
You got a wave.